We're good right here, Gazelle?
This is beautiful.
That was nice. I want that one.
This is, see, this is the first beat. You were fucking with the first beat, okay? Yo. All right, Gazelle, this is your beat. You picked to go for it.
Oh, shit.
We going in already?
Nah, let dreams go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
They know I got major connections.
Yeah.
See your ass at an intersection. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
And I always roll with that protection.
Yo.
I don't use condoms when I'm fucking transgender men.
Okay.
I don't use condoms when I'm fucking transgender men.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. Put your anus on my face.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
give me that shit a rub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No TLC, but I like no scrubs.
Yeah.
And I wear no gloves.
Yeah.
Nope.
She get all the teachers get the caca mop. Teachers get the caca mop.
Ooh.
Mm.
Figure eights. Hey.
Cut your corners.
Yeah. 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 I ate her ass.
Yeah.
And then I got pink eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ate her ass.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I got pink eye. Yeah.
What else?
Out, it was just a guy.
What else?
I didn't notice the thing.
What else?
In between his legs.
What
no,
else?
No.
What else?
He got a dick bigger than me.
What else?
Damn. But it's okay. I don't give
what
a fuck.
What else?
I'm secure in my masculinity.
What else?
Let me go there.
What else? What else though?
I said I'm secure in my masculinity. Nice, don't care. I'ma suck that dick all night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got a bitch on my dick.
Damn.
But then I found out he had a dick.
Yeah.
But guess what? He stole my first pick.
Yo. Oh.
Come over here, let me get a lick.
Yo. Go ahead, Lalo.
Damn.
Fuck the big three.
Okay, goddamn.
Yeah,
goddamn. I saw the homie Beto Tornado beer. That shit was crazy.
That shit was
damn. Tough. He was amazing.
That shit was crazy.
He's him.
I'm him.
Damn. I need to race him and do that with him. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dreams.
Yeah.
Pull me out of this.
Fat bitch got fat bitch got chub rub.
Yeah.
That shit smells like spam.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm. Right out the can.
Yeah.
Yo, pussy need a band.
Yeah.
And I'm throwing out a band.
Mm. Yeah.
And I got this rubber bands.
Yeah.
Cause they know that I'm the man.
Yeah.
Like I'm singing in the fan. Uh-huh.
Good shit.
You're the best, bro.
That was fantastic.
And we love motherfuckers. It's your boy, the final TT. I'm gonna fucking see, baby.
It's your boy, Lalo.
It's your boy, the final TT. Are you playing to motherfucking see, baby?
I was gonna go after you. I was gonna say
that. Oh, shit. It's Gazelle, you got mail.
And it's your boy, motherfucker. I ain't the fight ITED or even the answer to motherfucking Z, baby.
Bro, you're the main character,
yeah,
bro.
You're him, bro.
And it's your boy, Beto Hueto, the one that gets the girls wet, though.
Oh, what the what fuck? The your fuck girl's right fuck there,
girl, bro. Oh, sorry, Pookie.
Can't say that. Pookie, what's the nickname you guys got for your girl? Let's go.
Love My Life.
That's beautiful. The go one ahead, Dreams.
I got back. Never mind. Somebody else go.
Toaster strudel.
Yeah.
Toaster strudel.
That's right.
Twinkie.
Pop tart.
Dreams. How much do you think your girl's OnlyFans would cost? She started one.
Dreams, are you gonna fucking?
Hey, we ain't never gonna get monetized.
Hey, Dreams, you need help, puppy?
Help.
It's this cheap ass Sheen.
Yeah, yeah. Unless I got for like 4 hours. Since the
is that
whole
how you pronounce that?
The whole intro you said.
Is it Sheen or Shane?
It keeps falling off.
Or is it Sheen?
It's Cheyenne.
I've heard Cheyenne. I've heard Sheen. I've heard Shine.
Mm.
I heard Chine.
I've heard.
It don't matter. It's all fucking China.
Yeah, man. That's true.
Yeah, I've heard. Because I'll bleak this. I've heard.
I'm going to leave it in.
No, bro, please.
The little phones? Remember the old phones? The little tiny ones? Hey, may I help you?
Yeah. Well, I got to a shitty walk.
On cartoons?
You're a piece of shit.
Hello? Yeah.
That was fucking good as fuck.
Wait, let me talk to you.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm looking for a gym.
No, I told you I canceled it and it's still charging me. Well, that's just not going to work because I told you I don't go to... Ma'am, if you're just gonna give me a fucking attitude, what's it? Hey, no, don't, you don't fucking call me that. That's fucking racist. Man, fuck this. Goodbye.
You hung up.
Click.
Yeah, I didn't hang up. I was waiting for you.
Oh, sorry.
Dude, that was fucking good as fuck.
Thanks.
I have hidden talents. He's also like a throwback. Really see. Good.
Nah, no way.
Yeah, Lalo Buns, bro.
Let me see.
No, I can't.
Anymore. Oh, shit.
Those days are behind
you. You guys have bad backs?
Just like his ass.
Like, for real, or are you just like, you feel it kind of stiff sometimes?
Apparently, I have bad knees now.
I wanted to know. Well, I actually want to know his fucking nicknames for your girl. But you didn't want to say yours because I'm sure you're just fucking.
I think we might have manifested the. Oh, yeah. What is your nickname for your girl?
Her.
Her?
Yeah. Oh, there.
She's her?
that's her.
You don't want to be vulnerable?
Nah. Well, I can't say. Hold up, bleed this out. Well, I can't say fucking.
That's so cute. That's so cute, foo.
That's crazy. You called it.
We're in love.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm really happy for you guys.
Yeah.
Listen, for the listeners, if we were just on here all lovey-dovey, like, oh, we love our girls so much. Oh, my God. You guys wouldn't fucking listen.
That's facts.
Facts.
We got to be assholes on here.
That's facts.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm getting lectured and I believe you.
Now, let's just go to the wind down.
What about you guys?
I don't think I've had like a really bad babe. Oh, I'll be calling her. This was kind of crazy though.
That's crazy.
Nuisance?
Oh, I'll be calling her fat. That's crazy, huh? She calls me that too though, so it's all good.
She'd be lying though, bro.
No, it's like, hey, ugly.
Hey, Lord.
Oh, because doesn't that exist in English too? Like, hey, ugly.
Yeah.
Hey, big head.
Yeah, when you're in high school and you were flirting with each other,
Yeah. Hey, Lardo.
Hey,
Jesus.
Hey, corazon.
Hey, fat fuck.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, babe.
What's up, my boy?
you know what my girl called me the other day? What? Like, dead ass. I'm not even kidding.
What she called you?
A fucking torta, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, what the fuck, Bree?
What the fuck, Bree?
She's over there chilling with some rim dip, bro.
You ever look at your girl and just call her like Chichi's the Chonga? Or?
What the fuck?
Chimichanga? Is that what you said?
Chichi's the Chonga is crazy.
What does that mean?
I meant to say Chonga, but whatever.
No. Chichi's the Chonga.
Chichi's the Chonga.
Can we talk about how last week?
No. All
right.
Yeah, let's get that.
So Kendrick dropped in.
Last week we recorded an episode and I feel like it went all right, right?
Yeah.
It went cool.
It went good. Yeah.
But then we recorded the Patreon episode and that shit went bonkers.
Oh, yeah, that shit went bonky wonky.
Hey, bro, promote it.
Yeah, so like, I don't know, on Patreon it's just a whole different feel.
It's so like, it's so good over there, huh?
Like, we were supposed to record 30, like, what, 20 to 30 minutes?
Yeah.
And we recorded like an hour. How much was it?
We did like an hour 20.
We're not even recording episodes no more, just wind down.
Because that shit was so fucking good, like, dead ass. I'm not even fucking joking around. Like, that shit was fucking good.
The best conversation of my life, I think, personally.
I look, he got heated with y'all.
Yeah,
you thought. Fuck, that shit motherfucking
doesn't deserve. Hey, whoa. Don't let them know, bro. If they want to find out, they can go.
We also say the N-word on there, so make sure you go watch. I'm trying to sell this shit.
Yeah, they don't know which N-word, huh?
Yeah.
That's true.
Negotiation.
Imagine fools are like, I'm here because I heard you guys said the N-word.
I thought this was a safe space. What the fuck?
For their racism?
Yeah.
You're racist?
How much do you think your girl's OnlyFans will cost?
No, you did ask that earlier.
Like, do you think she'd be like a free trial, bitch?
That's crazy, though, because you're really like rating your girl, like, type shit right
That's
now.
I'm asking. I'm asking the tough questions. Nobody wants to ask.
What's the most expensive tier?
I don't know.
This pussy.
Like $150?
Hey, you guys do yours now.
Yeah. Like,
hey, wait up, my turn. Hey, what's the most expensive tier?
Yeah.
You cut my shit out?
I feel like my girl would do videos for like six.
Six what?
Dollars. That's reasonable, right?
For what?
God. That's
what Kelly Blue Book says.
Oh.
That's cheap as shit, bro. You're getting a deal.
That's cheap?
What, you pay $6.
What if your girl comes up to you and she's like, damn, babe, like, no one's buying my shit. Are you going to buy her shit?
Well, if it's at $6, if you can't afford that, bitch, you use the promo code PLP. How much do you think your girl's OnlyFans will cost?
That's crazy.
Priceless, bro.
Nah, give us the cop-out. Don't give us the cop-out answer. I was vulnerable.
I'm a spitball.
After I was vulnerable, you're going to be like, priceless. I was vulnerable.
Look, if Bree had it, look, I don't want you to have one. I don't want you to have one.
She would be a cop, huh?
She's here with the rim dip, but look.
if yo, what the fuck?
If she had one, I don't want her to have one. I think just spitballing here, I think it would be $11,000, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, low key.
Hey, what the fuck?
Fuck you. There's levels. There's levels.
Yeah, bro.
My girl had OnlyFans. I'd buy that shit and then I'd dispute the charge later. To the bank.
This shit was a rip.
It's fraud. A rip off.
Yo.
It's fraud.
Nah, bro.
Believe it.
I'm going to keep it a stack. Like, I don't want to put my girl's business out there, but that shit, her.
Okay. Well, it's
look, I'm going to say her holes are worth more than $6, bro.
What do you think? Don't make me look like an asshole now for saying that shit. I said for the first three. I said for the first 3 months.
You said don't make me look like the asshole because I said that shit. We didn't make you say $6
for the first 3 months.
Oh, my fault.
Oh, it's a deal.
After that, it's $600.
Oh, that's how you reel them in.
Yeah,
I
got it.
Oh, my fault, G.
You guys don't know how to do business. Give me the LLC paperwork now.
You're like Dish Latino. That's how they would rip you.
How much do you think your girls OnlyFans would cost?
I told you the highest tier.
Highest tier? What's the highest tier?
At the highest tier amount of money in the world.
Like 6 million?
I'd probably say like minimum like 1 billion.
That's a steal.
That's yeah, saying. Dude.
That's a steal.
A month.
A month?
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, I co-sign that. Mine too.
You know what? My girl's OnlyFans is actually, it's just irreplaceable. I don't think anybody could pay for it, bro. Everything's on private.
You know what I do think is funny right now that we're talking about that is every time we have a guest on and we're so used to the outros and always shouting out our girls.
Yeah.
Like, what, you guys always let the guests go first. And they're like, oh, yeah, shout out, you know, whatever, this and this and that. And then it gets to us. We're like, shout out our girls. And they're like, oh, yeah, shout out my girl.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We always put them in that spot,
we
bro.
We guilt trip them into shouting out their girls.
That's crazy. Yeah, I would have shouted out my girl.
For yeah, her. But I would have just got it out the way right away.
Got it out
if the I was way. A guest on it in a podcast.
Yeah, I would have been on the rap like, shout out my girl, you know?
I wouldn't even mention it.
Yeah, I believe you.
Oh, that's fucked up.
$6.
See, now y'all believe in shit.
No,
that's crazy.
No, this is.
You know what? More shit on the wine, though.
If you guys wouldn't listen, if Dreams was nice on here, you guys wouldn't listen.
Dreams is so
nice. No, fuck it. I'll say it on the wine down.
No,
put this shit on the wine down.
Dreams is so nice on the wine down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So weird vibe because it's like you just get the mean one here.
Low key, Dreams is the opposite on there that his name is like Awakes. Z with a Z at the end.
It's yeah. Nightmares.
No.
Well, because nice dreams.
What's the opposite of dream?
What's a nice dream?
Nightmare.
And nightmares.
Oh, you're right. Nightmares.
I was not right. He was
right.
No, but that doesn't
bro, you
make
should,
sense.
You should change your rapper name, bro.
Limited Nightmares? I thought about it.
That's you can tell I'm the man of your nightmares. What are you going to tell people?
I'm only here for 20 minutes. I got to go.
Wait, have you ever...
Because that's all they can handle, bro. Because you're so scary.
You're so good. Oh, yeah.
Hey, have you ever explained how you got your nickname?
INFI.
You know what? Actually, when I put up the question for the week, that was one of the questions they asked was like, how did we all get our nicknames?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Sure. Welcome back to the Tuesday and Thursday story.
Yeah. DJ C4.
Wait, how did you get it? I'm just curious. Fuck the question. That came from me now.
Yeah,
whoever asked this before,
yeah,
you said it. Dead ass, bro. There's no limit to like what you can do when you're in the ghetto. Fool. Like when you're in the hood, like you could just call yourself anything.
That's
you
true.
Could just call yourself Banana Bread, and motherfuckers will be like, "That's the homie Bread, dog." Like, but dead ass, just so I just started calling myself Infinite Dreams because I thought it was cool, and the homie helped me come up with the name though, because I've always wanted to rap, so that shit was always just like, what should I call myself? And it was like. It was either going to be Infinite or it was going to be Dreams. And they were like, well, why not put the both together? And I was like, you fucking spitting right now.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
And that's how I was birthed. And then I just brought it with me to the shuffling scene. Did I get it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I did.
Mr. Miyagi over here. That shit flew away when you opened your ass.
That motherfucker exploded.
You know your own strength.
I'm so strong.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. Wish you could have had.
And then I just brought it with me went to shuffling. Fuck, I've been in Dreams for a long ass time now I think about it. Like at least 15 years.
Chill out, bro. Stop.
How long have you been bit though?
Damn, these dogs are crazy.
Oh, there's a dog fight in the room. Yeah, there's a dog fight in the back.
No. It's a sensitive topic right now.
Wait, how old were you when you came up with that name?
Like 12.
And then we just stick to it, huh? Isn't that crazy how we're just
at
like, that's
12? That's crazy.
That's the best you could do?
12 in middle school. I thought that was creative as fuck for my time, bro. I was like, I didn't even know what infinite meant.
Me neither.
It means like...
I still don't.
Yeah.
It means like I can't get enough of you, I feel. I only want...
Yeah, that's what it means now.
I feel like you get an infinite amount.
You'll find out more on the wind down.
Ew.
We just start promoting the wind down for everything.
We haven't promoted it at all, if anything. Yeah.
What are we going to call that shit, by the way? PLP After Dark? I like that.
PLP. We're
you named it.
Hey, fine, we'll call it that.
I don't know. I'm spitballing here. Fuck.
Right, you gotta buy a little neon sign that says After Dark right here, and then we're going to turn it on.
I'm spitballing here. After Dark or After Hours? What do you think sounds better?
After Dark sounds like a porno.
I'm down.
That's fire.
Yeah, actually, After Dark is cool.
Yeah. It costs $6.
Yeah. I don't. Okay. That's another thing, bro. People keep asking us to have a porn star on here, bro. I don't know, man.
We could get my girl.
Dude, if we had a
porn star in the
if we had a porn star in here, bro, I'd be like this. Just laser. There's you'll never see that much eye contact my ever again.
It's how I'd be. If we interviewed a porn star, it's how I'd be. She'd be sitting right here. I'd be like this.
I don't want to talk to her
because I don't want my girl talking about. I'm like, that's crazy. So how'd you get your start doing that? How'd you get your start?
That's wild. Yeah.
That's wild.
If we had a porn star here, I'd be like, Bazinga, bazinga.
How big are they? I can only imagine.
I've never even heard of you, actually. What's your name again?
Riley.
We're all just like this.
Chloe Surreal.
She's right there.
You got big knockers, imagine.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. By the way, we haven't talked about it, but we're talking about the... Like, I don't know if we launched the Patreon yet. We just kind of recorded an episode.
Yeah.
I think we soft launched it almost.
Mm-hmm. This dick is soft.
Okay, what
it the is. Fuck? I'm glad it's soft because it'd be weird if it was hard right now. But, yeah, we soft launched Patreon. Do we know what we're going to do?
Just throw ass. Take names.
Yeah. No, we're going to do the wind down episode on there. That shit.
We're basically just going to upload Maple Alley videos to it.
Fuck the YouTube channel.
Now you can buy this shit.
You're welcome. Yeah.
For every subscription you buy, we'll send you a DVD of fucking, what's that movie with Jackie Chan? Rush Hour?
Oh, that's a good movie.
So you're getting your money's worth.
My favorite Jackie Chan movie was the one he did with Owen.
Jackie Chan's a fucking legend.
Hey, chill your ADHD and explain what you're explaining.
Oh yeah, Patreon. Okay, So Beto has some vlogs in the vault. I know we've kind of talked about it before, but he has some vlogs in the vault of like us just like hanging out here.
Me too.
With like our guests and stuff, and like usually it's like drinking with those foods or just asking them like. Beto would ask them like questions and shit.
Basically just behind the scenes of what happened that day that we recorded.
Yeah, so it's like just short snippets of like what it's like after the podcast.
We'll explain more about it on the wind down.
And then we recorded.
Come on, it's like giving out shit for free.
That was fucking good, bro. That was good.
And then last week we recorded an episode which is like us podcasting, but just way more chill.
I think it was more.
It was better topic,
yeah, but it was good. Like
I don't think it was more. Chill. I think it was more amped and better.
Was it?
I think it was just an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I feel like when we get interested, like it starts off chill, but then we get like pretty like passionate about it.
Yeah,
I know you're chill like that.
Yeah,
it's because I feel like on the podcast we have we owe it to you guys to like want to entertain, and over there we didn't go into it with that objective, but in the end you still. You do that anyways, you know, because but it was very like more natural. I felt.
In other words, you're gonna get your money for it.
Yeah, I think what it is too is like, Gazelle has said it before too. Sometimes we have our best conversations when we're not recording.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like we'll take a break and we'll start talking. We're like, fuck, that would have been perfect for the pod. Yeah. And then we just don't redo it because then it feels fake.
Yeah, you know no, for sure. Yeah.
So then taking off the headsets or whatever, like knowing we're like doing something else, we started having one of those conversations.
Yeah,
100%. And it was like. Those good conversations that we have when we're not recording, but this time it was recorded.
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. And we're going to do one after this one, too. So, you know, if you guys want to go over there, patreon.com/whatever the fuck it is.
And eventually we'll probably take in questions from people from Patreon. And then, like, obviously say your tag or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, probably going to be...
Questions from you guys. It's more like, it's directed towards you. I said it on the wind down, but I'll say it here.
Just keep it on the wind down, bro.
I'm going to keep it in the wind down. You're right.
Matter of fact, the whole intro, put it in this fucking
This whole down. Podcast is going to be on the wind down.
Yeah.
This is the wind down episode.
Welcome back to the wind down episode.
Hell yeah.
No, what did you say though?
I was just going to say that I said they're going to get like first party for everything. And since some merch, we're going to get like the people that buy the Patreon, we're gonna send them the link for the merch.
Yeah. First. Hell yeah.
Like at least like 30 minutes before.
30 minutes.
Hey, okay, cancel.
They better be on that shit.
No, it's gonna sell out. What can I say?
They better be on that shit quick.
Yeah.
Well, we're not doing pre-sale next time.
Fuck yeah, I'm not paying for that shit up front. This motherfucker.
Well, we just buy a bunch of shit and then next
time. Like, Chico's Tóxico, like, who does that? It's we so buy- stupid. I was like, yeah, it's so dumb. Why the fuck we would do pre-orders?
We buy 5 sweaters and be like, oh, it's sold out in 2 minutes. No way.
You buy 5
and we're all wearing them.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it's not as pre-orders, but anyways. But shit, like, but I don't know. Probably help them pick the shit and.
Yeah.
Design, colors, and shit like that.
Should this episode be the one where like we're announcing Patreon, then fuck it. And then
we're dropping Patreon.
There it is.
If it's edited.
It was, yeah.
It's already edited?
It should be.
Yeah. This episode?
It's a wind down.
No, the wind down episode. Is it edited?
Yeah. So well, it's just, it's already, it is what it is, you know?
It's a soft launch, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We said a couple of things.
Oh, yeah, they already did?
Yeah.
All right. That's fine, though.
What do we say? What?
We said a couple of things that shouldn't be said.
In the thing?
In the wine.
Oh, we're just promoting it even more. Oh,
yeah, that's true.
I guess I'll just upload it like that. Oops.
No, dude, please don't upload it like that, dude.
No. Let me take a final look at it before you go.
So I said $6. Okay. What did you say? For first Patreon? 3 months, yeah.
For OnlyFans? I feel like...
You think she'd do toe pics?
I feel like she has to, bro. What the fuck? You got to be into the fetishes shit. If you're doing the OnlyFans shit, you got to do fetishes.
See, I don't think my girl be giving out nudes.
Y'all saw that guy that was eating someone's leg right now?
Who?
It was some homeless. I think it's a homeless guy.
It was on TikTok or some shit?
It was on Twitter.
Right? Was that shit hot or no?
No, that shit was weird.
It was a fetish?
No, like somebody He's got...
eating a leg, like cannibalism?
Somebody got ran over by a train and he took the leg. He dismembered the leg off the body that got hit by the train and started chewing it in the middle of the street.
Well, he's not going to use it.
And the cops... took him because you know it's mutilating a dead body.
What the fuck?
Can I just say that there's a hot take, all right? Or unpopular, I don't know, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I think zombies have happened way more times than we've ever thought they've happened, which is obviously zero, but like I think we've had some zombie outbreaks or something out there, and we just like really fucking are like our leaders like really went on top of like fuck that, this is not getting out to the public.
Well, I feel like if you look at a homeless person, like some of them motherfuckers are already zombie-like.
Yeah.
So they're not
even human.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say that.
No, I would. I walk by them, buy them, and I go.
No, some of those fools are
you object.
You know, the fools are just like talking to each other and shit, and like just doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
Some homeless tried to square up with me the other day.
Oh shit!
They look like a bitch to them.
No, nah,
I can take them.
I feel like that happens pretty often though. Like some fool would try to press you, like a homeless. No. Like wow. everybody know.
Was he pressing you?
Yeah, everybody presses.
No,
you,
yeah,
bro.
He was pressing me.
He said like you, like it wasn't like he was pressing like the fucking vending machine and you were just in the way. And
no, he was. Like, he literally came up to me, but I want to go drop off Brie at work. And well, newsflash, we don't have a fucking car right now. So
where does she work?
No, you're good. Go ahead.
She works at 11:59. But so I dropped her off and I was like, just keep the car, I'll run home, you know? A little 10 miles, nothing big.
That's right.
I was like,
I don't know what my knees are.
I'll run
in jeans.
I was like, I'll run home, don't worry about it. And she's like, are you sure? Yeah, well, I'll run home, whatever. I start running and this motherfucker's like talking to me, right? And I'm like, he's on fucking drugs or whatever. So I start ignoring him. But I keep running and he's like, hey, like trying to get my attention, and he was in the middle of the street, by the way. Cars are fucking like going around him and shit, like he's in the middle of the street. He starts screaming at me from the middle of the street, and I was like I'm gonna just ignore this fool. And that fool like hey, why aren't you looking at me, you know, type shit.
Yeah.
And then he starts running after me, and but then like someone almost ran him over, so he got distracted. But it was like he was talking to me, like he was like trying to like square up with me and shit.
You didn't have a headset on?
Yeah, I had my headphones in, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I could still hear him. I didn't have them on, like... Well, I had my AirPods. Mm-hmm. I had them on transparency
mode.
Because that shit scares me. If I have them on...
Noise cancellation?
I'm like, I can't hear cars. I can't hear anything that's around me.
That shit's crazy. I don't even know how that shit works. It just literally blocks everything
out.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah, so I like to have them on transparency mode. And yeah, so I was able to hear him. And I was like trying to ignore him, but that fool was like... Dude, that fool's on drugs, bro.
I would have knocked that fool out, bro, in the middle of the street, bro. Just kept on with my run.
But yeah, cars were literally like going around him and like honking at him because he was in the middle of the street.
Yeah, those fools are nuts sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, to your point, $6. I feel like there's zombies that already are out there.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen a video of a zombie like on TikTok.
Like for real, for real?
Yeah. Straight up from like China and thing. I saw it really quick and then it just got deleted and I never thought about it again. It popped up, of course, like at fucking 4 or 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Right before I'm falling asleep, it's like, oh, first case of like zombie. And they had like a video of like chasing through the subway, like, and then someone's like, this was a prank and stuff. And I was like, yeah. A little too real to be.
That's the thing, too. It's like, I feel like there's also like a, because we've become so good at like editing or like visual effects, like people doing makeup and shit, mm-hmm. that it just kind of like, it could get a pass now, like where you wouldn't recognize it.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's been times probably where something like that's happened and the whatever, whoever's in charge of whatever country, wherever it happens, like they take care of that shit quick.
And, yeah.
Like, yeah. That's so true. Like I was watching a video of someone that posted like, oh, they saw a UFO. Mm-hmm. And it's like, technology's so advanced right now. Like, no, you man, really don't know shit, yeah. bro. Like, is that shit edited? Is that shit real? And it's like shit looks real and it'll be edited. You know, yeah. like AI, you know, shit like that. And it's like, you never know now.
Nah, I don't know if you guys saw it, but there's this new software that's out. I forget what the name.
Gemini?
Is that what it's called?
ChatGPT?
I don't know.
No, it's like Google? No, it's like for like visual like effects and shit, bro. Nah, bro. It's crazy. Like you just type into it, like it's still in beta, but you type into it, like I followed their Instagram page, but you just be like, oh, space guy landing on the moon or some shit, bro. That shit looks fucking like, obviously you could tell.
It's like a picture or is it like a
video? Video, bro.
Well, that's fucking wild.
Video, dog. And like,
that's how they're gonna make movies.
No, 100%. It's already like that. Obviously, they haven't got the audio, like it's able to create the visual part of it, but it's not able to create like dialogue and shit like that yet.
Yeah,
it will. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're still in the beginning stages of it. Like just think about it, like not even like what, a year or two ago, we were seeing like that trend of like people uploading like just images of them on AI and shit, like mm-hmm. their high school pictures or whatever the fuck, like as a basketball
fat bitches pretending to be.
I don't know if you guys saw
yeah, you're right.
I don't know if you guys saw, you guys know.
You're right. What's that?
Yeah.
You guys saw like that Bobby Althoff or what's her name?
Althoff. Yeah, yeah.
That she had a video got leaked.
I can say her name, but I can't say Drew Fluffy Duffy Duffy. Just say her name.
Yeah, cause fuck that hippo bitch.
A video of her.
Make it a clip. Make it a clip.
A video of hers got leaked, and it was like a porn video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like I heard about that.
And it's like shit. People were like believing it, and I guess turned out to be AI. And it's like, it's crazy. Like AI is so good at like,
yeah,
making it look real now. Like where you can't tell when it's real and when it's AI.
I'm not sure if what you're talking about was like purely AI. I know that there for a while they were able to replace like faces on like already shit that was existing on the internet. But
that's how I did it with Pam from The Office.
Oh shit, you did it?
Yeah.
That's crazy. <The
fuck>? Big before, tuna.
Yeah.
So before, the way it would work is you'd have a bunch of images of said person and doing like different faces, right? So AI would scan all those videos or pictures or whatever. So and it was able to like grab
to match the reaction.
Yeah, it would match that to whatever the porn star or whatever video you're replacing, it would grab that to replace that other shit, you know? It's so like frame by frame.
Yeah.
So it would look a little choppy and shit, yeah. But the shit that I'm talking about, bro, it's like out of nothing. Yeah. They're just built, it's just like a computer going like, yeah. This is what you want? All right. Based on like images and shit or movies on the internet, like this is what I'm, bro, and it looks crazy, dog. It's actually looks nuts.
I don't know if you guys seen too, like Aiden Ross, he posted he had a 21 Savage on his stream.
21.
And he showed him like, oh, look, this is me rapping over your song with Drake. It was 21, can you do some for me, right? And he's like, oh, look, I made a cover for it. And he plays him the whole song, and Aiden Ross has the N-word in the song. And 21 Savage is like, bro, why are you saying that? And Aiden's just laughing, you know? He's like, nah, bro, why are you saying that? And Aiden's just like cracking the fuck up. And then 21 goes, wait, this is AI? Like, you didn't say that? He's like, nah, bro, I didn't say that. This is AI. Like, they got my AI got my voice and made it, like, made a cover with my voice over this song.
That shit is nuts, bro.
Yeah.
What's the end to this AI shit, though?
I don't
like, what happened?
You never seen the movie?
Honestly, nothing. I feel like it's really not going to change anything.
You ever seen iRobot?
It's not. If we're being for real, until it gets into a physical level, that's where it's going to change anything. But obviously, anything that's like so far, I guess. Oh, well, you're asking the end goal, right?
Homie, like they figure when they figure out the audio, you can make the president say, shoot some, like, hey, pull up then, Russia. I'm gonna shoot you first. I'm gonna nuke you guys first. And if they don't do their fucking extensive research, they just start, like, you know, swinging their dicks and, like, being upset.
Which is, like, they're known to do that shit.
Just, they don't fucking put no fucking research into shit. They're just like, oh, fuck you then. What's up? And it's now, it was like, that wasn't even fucking real. You know? And something almost is going to happen. And it's just like, until something does happen, off of reaction, it's like, all right, bro, we're going to have to monitor this shit for real and not let people use it because it's getting kind of crazy.
That's what's scary about it. It's like that shit, right? Where political leaders can, I don't know. Like, how would you even verify it? Mm-hmm. You know, like, this shit's looking real, bro. This shit is looking real.
They somehow do, though. They probably look at the file and see maybe like, if it's like an AI or something, maybe the file is a lot more like, I don't know how
to. No, because AI will find a way to
mimic that too.
To mimic that, it's just no fucking way of like really, unless, because I actually do know the answer to that.
Like coding,
AI is building. Yeah, right. Like coding, they're building formats into the video so that people are able to recognize when it's real or not. Mm-hmm. But like, if it's somebody who has like malintention, bro, they're gonna find a way around that shit.
I believe so.
Easy, bro. They just don't have to code it into it. They could just be like, this is real. This is just a regular MP4.
Because you, even just obviously, I don't want to put the image in your guys' head, but you can put like, leader messing with the underage girl.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers, like, they're going to run with it. The internet's going to run with that, bro.
Yeah.
Or the opposite, bro. That shit's a real video. And it's like, nah, it's AI.
Exactly. That's kind of what Dreams was saying with the zombie shit, where it's like, and you were saying about the UFO. Where it's like, who knows what the fuck is real, what isn't anymore, you know? It's getting to that level. It's going to get better. Blurred.
Well, shit. I mean, have you guys heard of Forbats?
That's
the artist?
Yeah.
There's like rumors that guy is AI.
A plant too, right?
That he's AI. That it's not even real. Because no one's ever seen a picture of him. This was never done like any type of like meet and greet or anything like that. Granted, there are artists who try to keep that level of mystique where it's like nobody ever sees me. Like, for example, MF Doom or something like that. But like, this guy just came out of nowhere with a fucking bop, and then Drake features on it later on, like as a remix to the original, to one of the original songs. And it's like, yeah, this could be AI. And under everyone's nose, like, no one really recognized it until, I don't know. I wouldn't even say anybody truly, there's no confirmation behind it, but there's only suspicion because of people talk about the sequencing of the song and maybe how like in certain parts of the song, like it's a little too like exactly the same, like even though it's supposed to be like a verse or anything like that. So it's just, it's really blurred the line, honestly. And it's kind of a scary notion because it's like, in a world where we try to escape through art, how are we going to escape when art is technology?
With Beastles.
That's facts.
Yeah, that's facts.
And $6 OnlyFans.
You're right, Beto. No, you're right.
This up and it's like,
You know, that's funny because I was listening to the Nug Boys podcast. I got it. And they were talking about the Illuminati and just like, how real is the Illuminati? Is it real or is it not real? And how they've gotten like, people, they've heard people say, oh, Nelk is for sure part of the Illuminati. And to them, that's like crazy, you know? It's like,
yeah.
And they were just saying, like some people get accused of being part of the Illuminati, and they're like, dude, are you serious? Like, you think if that person was part of the Illuminati, don't you think they'd be bigger? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if they were really part of the Illuminati, they should be like bigger because it's like so much power, right? And
I think it's a more nuanced conversation than that, honestly. Like, I feel like, continue.
Actually. No, go ahead.
Nah, cut him off, bro. You
go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like if there's like the nuance of like, we can't make you look too much like you're a part of this if you're a part of this, you know? Shit. Like, shit. I don't think that that's like too far fetched to be like, all right, we're going to put you up, but we can't. We got to give you some flaws and shit like that because if it looks
too obvious,
it'll be too obvious. And I don't believe that, honestly, like Illuminati. It's like
copying a test.
I don't, but like there's one.
Copy me, but get these wrong.
The ultra group of what it is like, I feel like that's not what the Illuminati. I feel like it's a powerful group on its own because I believe it's real. but I feel like it's not everything, you know? There are other powerful groups that we just don't even fucking know about.
Yeah.
That's like, you have your thing, but we have ours, and just keep your shit out of our shit, and nobody has to worry about it, you know? And except because they probably deal with like more celebrities and that, and like notable, like people that you see, like faces, you know their face, that it becomes more of like, oh, we know where that's from. But then all those other shits are in the shadows, yeah. You know?
Yeah. And another good point they brought up was like, how do we also know that these celebrities aren't just being fucking smart as fuck and using like that trend of like Illuminati and like Lil Nas, right? He fucking came out with the video of him being the devil, and Doja Cat, she fucking shaved her head and fucking did this shit. How do we know that's not just like their marketing tactic? Because they know, oh yeah. Shit, if we make it look like we're part of the Illuminati, then people are gonna be like, oh, look at this video. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, like everything, like you never know what is real anymore, bro. Like nothing, like there's no, it's crazy out there. You know,
and people hide, and it's like possible to just hide it in plain sight. Like we talk about all the time how we lean into a joke, and you know, and even if it bothers us, you know, we're going to lean into it because it shows, it kind of gives the image like it doesn't bother us, you know, yeah, and yeah. There's that. So there's also that level of it too, where it's like someone's going to lean into it and they'll be like, yeah, bro, I'm part of the Illuminati. And we're like, oh, this was just joking around.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they could be, you know, but I mean, those are conversations I think for the wind down.
All right, y'all, we interrupt this episode to bring you our brand new sponsor,
SeatGeek.
And yeah, today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek, like we all just fucking
Let's
said.
Let's go, SeatGeek.
Thank you,
I'm SeatGeek. Very excited about this partnership.
Hell yeah. Cool. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is
no way!
is the number one ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day.
70,000?
Including concerts, sports, festivals, and more.
What?
Lala just went to a game.
Yeah, I literally just went to a game. Shout out to fucking SeatGeek. We use the code
P-L-P.
And you got $20 off our first order.
That's a steal!
It is a steal.
That's a steal!
They fucking make it easy for you. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you are getting a good deal. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 through 10. So look for the green dots.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Green means good, red means bad.
Oh,
that's true.
Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
That's fire.
Guaranteed.
It's guaranteed.
With swaps.
Yep. And you know we came through for y'all. Use the code
PLP
for $20 off the ticket.
$20.
That's $20 off your first purchase with a promo code
PLP
at SeatGeek. And we want to thank you SeatGeek.
Thank you, SeatGeek.
We're excited about this partnership, and thank you guys for sponsoring the episode.
Yes, sir.
Now let's get back to the episode, right? To what you're saying, the celebrity that you don't know shit and all that, I thought it was something else that I wanted to actually bring up, was the whole like J-Lo getting canceled shit. I don't know if y'all
oh shit
it.
Yeah.
Have you seen that shit?
No, but
I saw one TikTok
but
about it.
I just know about all the people shitting on J-Lo, yeah. And they always bring up the moments like about her, like the fake moments. Like, I don't know if you ever saw the video of like where J-Lo, she's like in her old neighborhood and she's walking around and she's like getting interviewed, you know, and like she's like, yeah, like this is my old neighborhood. And she goes to this house, right? And she's like, I used to live in that house. And then there's some guy who walks out and he's like on his porch, and she was like, hey. And he was like, what's up? And he was like, I used to live here. He's like, I don't give a fuck. And she just keeps walking. And it was like, she was just trying to show like how humble she was. And in a sense, she got humbled from that. Like, oh, right. I don't give a fuck about that, bro. Like,
yeah.
The fuck away from my house.
It's pretty interesting because like, but what a lot of people are saying is like, she's just one of them. Like, she's like, it's so many times where she's come out and.
I'm still trying to smash them.
She's just like, all right, bro, like, yeah, you haven't lived in the Bronx. When you say you come from the Bronx or wherever you fuck come from, you haven't lived there in 30 years. Get the fuck over. You're rich now. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Be rich. Stop trying to, don't glorify the hood, because nobody from the hood glorifies it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if they can get out, they're leaving.
Yeah.
They don't glorify like that.
Wait, that came from just that video? Is that
many across a lot of videos.
It's like a big ass thing where people are saying she's not even talented.
It's the summarization of how they feel her career went.
But there's like a compilation of videos of just
they're highlighting moments.
It's just people on TikTok, like, they're just coming out like, oh, J-Lo's this, J-Lo's that. And it's like everybody brings like a different point to the table. You know what I'm saying?
From many moments of her life, like she came down to the, I think, I don't know if it's recent, but she said like they asked her what's her order from like the bodegas. And she said something so like
Swiss and cheese or something.
Chopped cheese and an orange soda. If you know, you know. And like the people were coming out like, bro, like
no one gets that shit.
What? Like, okay, yeah. But like what? And that was just one. And then like, and so like it became a thing where it's like, all right, they just all. And then people talk about how bad she is. I don't know if her. It was a behind the scenes thing for a movie that she was making,
like
where she was calling people, like her team was calling people for her new movie. Mm. You know, like, hey, J-Lo wants you to be, and she's like, no, we can't. And then like, there's a part in that thing where it's like she's like. That her assistant, she's like, he can't make it because he's in a wedding, and she's all upset. You could clearly see that she's upset.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, and it's not like he's gonna leave. Like the assistant's telling her, like, he can't bail this. It's his wedding. Like, it's a wedding, he's at.
Yeah.
And then she's all like, we'll call him, and it's just like, bitch, what are you stupid? Like, are you not hearing the conversation?
Yeah.
This was not gonna just drop shit because J-Lo wants me in a movie in 2024.
Yeah.
Like, would you what have you done significantly after Selena, like, that makes me want to cancel my wedding and go to your shit?
It's his wedding though?
That's what the assistant's telling him. Like, he's in the wedding. Like, he can't just leave this wedding.
He's like the best man probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
And like, she's just, and then she just has like a snob face and she doesn't have no makeup on. She's like, call him. Like, what the? Yeah. Oh, J-Lo's calling. I have to go. Babe, I have to go. Like, no, bitch. Like, that's not how that worked.
Yeah.
And then, like, so she glorifies, like, the Bronx, right? And she's like, it's like 20 years. You haven't lived there in, like, 20 years since Selena, right?
Yeah.
And that's what people are telling her, like, bro, it's okay to be rich. Just be rich and stop doing that. And so, but, well, my point was going to be towards, like, celebrity things. Like, a lot of people are saying, like, I hope this starts, like, the realization, like, these celebrities are, like, they're a lot of them are fake. They're just celebrities.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like a lot of interviews, like people don't even let celebrities do interviews. Like, no, because if they actually know the real you, not the people who came up through fucking social media where they grew a fan base and they talked to you one-on-one up into the stardom.
Yeah.
Then you kind of know what they actually went through, how they were living before they got rich. And you know they came from.
Yeah.
Excuse me, from shit, right? And then they're saying like a lot of celebrities, that's just J-Lo. A lot of celebrities rode a wave off of like, something else that wasn't even like that's not even them. So like I hope that this one just starts the conversation to see like the people that you glorify and how much assholes they are, how much they don't give a fuck about any of the people that are back them 100%. Like this is just like the beginning, like, and that's like what you were saying.
I know what you mean though. I get what you're saying. Like it's like the fucking the Ellen shit during COVID, remember that video or whatever, or all the celebrities that got together where they were just like,
it was funnier the lies, though.
Yeah. What was the video? It was just like, we understand, like...
I don't know. She was being a bitch, basically.
No. But she was just like saying... She was complaining, right? Or something like that?
I can't. I'm not about.
And then people were just like, oh, you're complaining from your fucking $1 million home. But it's like, you're allowed to complain. But it's when you're trying to relate. Pretty much, here's what that is. It's... There's a market when you're relatable.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? When people relate to you, they like you and they'll buy your shit, they'll watch your shit, they'll do anything for you.
Like the wind down.
They'll just
hey, good. Keep doing that.
Hey, do I get commission?
Yeah.
Wait, sorry.
What do you mean?
Sorry to interrupt you. I feel like I'm new here. What is the wind down?
Oh, that's true.
Well, if you're not familiar.
Patreon.com/ probably Ponte Las Pilas.
Bro, that sounded like someone put like something you already had said in a different podcast and put it
right
there.
It's AI.
That just sounded like some AI shit, huh? What the fuck Allen Iverson do? That's crazy.
Why? Yeah, but like there's a market in being relatable, right? So these celebrities know that shit. Like once you're detached from reality and you're just rich and shit and you're fucking living on, you're living in $1 million house in the hills, millions of dollars. You're chilling in yachts. You're fucking chilling with the biggest celebrities in the world. You lose touch of reality. Like, that's not the real world. Yeah. You know, you don't know what the average person is going through, like day to day.
But that's okay. Working though, too.
It's okay. But the thing is, people are upset because
they're not rich. They show bands up.
She's trying so hard to.
They recognize what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Like, oh, I know what it's like to be. When I grew up in the slums, it's like, but.
Mm-hmm.
But when it doesn't translate naturally, like you, I feel like you can tell with people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Eugenio Derbez type shit. Like that fool, even in his movies, he'll try to like, it's, he knows what it's like. You know, like he probably has family members and shit, and he's like, he's rich as shit. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like detour from that. But in his movies, he does try to like convey that message of what it's really like. He's the voice of our people, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. And sometimes when some celebrities try to do it, it just doesn't translate well. They don't do it well enough, and people are like, they're smart to
recognize. Yeah, it's very that, surface level.
Yeah.
And I'm referring to, it's okay like to make it.
It's okay to be rich.
Be rich. Like, does you have people who are rich to understand what you're talking about? And it may not be the majority, but it's fine, you know? And like, you should glorify that to make people want to work harder.
Yeah.
Because you glorifying the hood and say, oh, this is where I'm from, because you understand like the market, like you're saying. Like, people from the hood want to get the fuck out. You should glorify how great it is to get the fuck out. Obviously understanding your roots, but not banking on them.
I wonder if that's just a getting old type of thing though too, you know? Like, is that maybe just a part of just getting old, is having like a...
On her end?
Not just, well, on anybody that gets, like, all of us, when we get old, we'll be like, we know what that's like. And we may have an idea, but we don't truly know how it feels anymore.
It also might be like, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's say she's not trying to like benefit from relating to people, right? Let's just say it's like regular, just human nature to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you ever, it's like the joke, right? It's like, you ever talk to an Asian person, you're like, oh, I know an Asian person. Yeah. Like, do you know them? It's like, no, how the fuck would they know, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, you're just trying to relate at a human level. Like, maybe she's just trying to do that shit and it's just not coming across well. She's like, to the fucking commenter's point, it's like, don't do that shit. Or Lalo's saying, like, you don't have to do that no more. Just be who you are, and it is what it is, so, you know?
Well, that's why I ask if it's like just a getting older thing, because we hear it also like when we talk about the generation wars, and we talk about the boomers versus the millennials versus the Gen Z, and we talk about every generation seems to be like no, you, I know what it's like.
Yeah.
I know what it's like. Just get another job. You're not working hard enough. In that sense, I'm not saying whatever they're saying is right or
Shout
wrong.
Shout out Kim K. She was right.
But having like the idea that whatever you were in, it's almost like self-absorbed, like whatever era or idea or time that you lived in is basically the manifestation of what's happening around you. And I don't believe that's always like, which I mean, it shows it's not always true, but we still try in that way. Like, I don't know, I just, maybe it just feels like J-Lo's getting older to me. That's all it feels like.
No, she's definitely getting older.
Like, we're all just getting old, and that's what happens when you get older. You start think you
shit like that.
Like, remember when you're fucking Theos or anything like that, and they're like, nah, it's fucking, no, maybe not you guys, but nah, bro, it's fucking dangerous. You can't even go to the store or nothing like that. But like, bro, motherfucker, I just walked to Stater Brothers right now. Like, what are we doing? Like, your shit, whatever you got involved with, as much as you're trying to relate to me as a youngin', is not the same shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, a gram of weed is not this much anymore. You get what I'm saying? That at small scale levels, but people are still trying to do it.
I feel like if it's consistent though, if you've done it throughout your whole career, because also like I saw a lot, bro. A lot of, like, telling you, once you watch one video, like TikTok, they feed that shit the algorithm. Buy it, America. But they fucking like, there's a lot of stories, bro, where she's just a bitch. Like, apparently she don't give to like her schools, like her schools have asked her for help for like education.
Oh, some Scott's Tots.
And she said no, apparently. There's another one where
I'm no one to speak on anybody's character because I don't know her.
Exactly. Well, I'm not speaking on it. I'm just saying what people say on the internet, and I'm just saying it out to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but
she's a bitch.
People said like she ran out of the theater for herself, and then she didn't want to be seen by anybody.
That's right.
And like
that's some shit I would do if I was rich though.
Like, she said, I'm not coming into the front, I'm coming into the back. You guys gotta clean the dumpsters around the back because I don't want to see trash.
Fuck.
It's a lot of shit against her, bro. But it's just like,
yeah, she could be a total bitch.
And if you were, but if you were consistent, bro,
she's
like
the woman
of like giving back to the hood and stuff, I feel like it'd be fine because like you've done it consistently 30 years in your whole life, growing all the way up. Like, yeah, she's been doing that though. Like, it's not nothing new. But if you get old, like, and then you have the realization, like, damn, I haven't done shit for my hood in like 30 years.
She's basically preaching shit she's not doing. Like, she's over here. She's over
How's
here.
How's that any different from like the hood Theo that you might have? And them motherfuckers are like, nah, bro, I put in work.
But he shot another block for
them. And they don't do shit now though.
But that's like if I moved out of my parents' house and like let's say I grew up where it was ghetto and they're still there, and I'm just telling the homies, dude, you know where I'm from, dog. You know
streets kill me.
You don't know where.
That's basically all this is.
If you left your mom in the hood, streets killed
me.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't know where I'm from, dog. I'm from the hood, bro. Like. Back then, fucking, my mom couldn't even fucking feed me shit. Like, all she had was beans. And then I go to my parents' house, and my mom makes beans. I'm like, mom, you can't make other shit? What the fuck? You know, like.
Yeah.
You switching up?
Yeah, showing your true colors.
It's like, I'm saying this shit to my homies, but then I go home and to the hood, and then I fucking do the opposite. You know what I'm saying?
To my stomach.
But in a way, this relates to even the AI shit we were talking earlier. It's like.
Nothing's real.
Yeah, like, how do you know? Because you can make a case for somebody's a piece of shit for everyone, bro. Probably not for, like.
Except me.
Except for Dreams. Dreams, you can only make a good case. Dude, there's so much shit about you.
And to bring it all the way around up to the beginning topic where Beto said he was running.
Wind down.
No.
Zombies are real.
He was running and he saw a homeless man. Do you ever fucking sit around and think, like, for just a little bit, like, what if I'm just a homeless man going crazy under a fucking bridge right now?
Yes.
And I think that I'm having this conversation.
I've thought that multiple times.
That's too crazy, bro.
I've thought, what if nothing around me is fucking real?
What if I'm fucking sticking my finger in? What if I'm sticking my finger in my ass under a bridge right now? People are walking by thinking I'm crazy, but I think that this whole life that I'm making in that corner, going crazy.
Also, if I'm sticking my finger in my ass, like, under a bridge, then...
Also, what if Dreams' girl's only fans is $6, bro?
It wouldn't be, because she's fucking beautiful and she's worth at least $8.
They don't like that, bro. The listeners don't like that shit.
Nah. Yeah, fuck that bitch.
There you go. You got it.
Yeah.
I hope she's nice. Like, I hope she's a nice person. I hope that
she's still Jenny from the block.
Oh, wait, yeah. And also, I hope, go ahead. I'll finish it up.
Yeah, I hope she is a good person and people are just making a fucking bad case for her on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't believe everything you see on the internet, but... If there's enough evidence to back it up, usually, like, look at Ellen. So many people came out where, like, that bitch is a fucking... And she didn't even come out to dispute it, by the way. She was just like, yup. Her show got canceled. She didn't give a fuck, bro. She's just like, I made my money. I'm still be a bitch. Fuck y'all.
Look.
I respect that, low-key.
Any celebrity... So I don't know you want to wrap this up, but... Any celebrity, bro, let me just give you advice. Just turn yourself into a fucking meme and roll with it. That's the only way you're going to get out of whatever.
Just join the fucking Illuminati.
Exactly, bro. To your point, when they talked about Ellen, bro.
Yeah.
And then she started like, how you said, she just accepted it. What happened? Everyone just turned that shit into a meme. And they were like, yeah, I walked by Ellen one time and she gave me a cigarette burn. What the fuck?
Like, making shit up?
It became a meme. And then it's like, or whatever. We just rolled with the punches.
Yeah. It's at the end of the day, like.
A beast though right now?
Also, you have to understand, like, if you reach a certain level of fame.
Like us?
Like PLP on the wind down.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Patreon.com/whatever it is.
Premiering at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
No, I don't know.
Nah, but I get that shit where just like celebrities are trying to like pretend to still fucking be just like us. But it's like, you're not, bro.
Yeah.
Low-key, that's why I kind of fuck with Tom Segura. Like, he made that shit into a joke.
Segura!
That fool was literally broke. Well, he wasn't broke growing up. Like, he was a middle-class family.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was pursuing his dream in L.A., that fool was like, oh yeah, I was like a hot pocket, fucking hot and ready type of motherfucker, you know, a cup of noodles, because I was struggling trying to make it as a comedian in LA. Yeah. So that fool was like struggling and shit. He was broke as shit. And him and his lady talk about it a lot. Where, they were both struggling at that time. But like now they're fucking, they made it, bro, and they're rich as fuck. And those fools don't give a fuck. They'll just be like, we rich, bro.
Yeah.
And I fuck with that shit. It's like,
that's exactly how they say it.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. They'll be like, fuck. And also they'll be like, fuck you, poor motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And it's funny, bro. It's just like,
yeah,
you guys made it, bro. You don't need a fucking, like, talk about what the fuck you guys are doing nowadays. They're doing dope ass shit.
Wait, y'all can't buy y'all
selling arenas.
Y'all can't buy your way into a sold out place.
Just like the Paul brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro. Just like the Paul brothers. Bro.
Oh, no, that's different, huh?
They grew up hard, bro.
Like, yeah, they be saying that shit like, oh, yeah, we grew up in Ohio, and low key they grew up like fine.
They had a 2-story home.
Only two?
Dude, my dad's the reason.
They always
get 3 stories. Call it a trilogy.
They always talk about their struggle, brother.
But like, isn't that the joke that like. Rappers do that shit too. Some fools will be like, we came from nothing, and their fucking home was like,
and that's what they said about SZA. No,
that's what they
said about me.
That's what they said about Clarence. No,
Clarence.
Clarence?
Clearance?
Yeah.
A-Mile.
I got the real name. Oh, you just watched that movie.
I said it like Eminem.
And Clarence's parents have a real good marriage.
His real name is Clarence.
Crazy. That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
Shut up.
Apples and Bapples.
Probably not.
Hey, look, in this humor right here, there's more of that on the wind down.
Let's wind it up.
Wind it up.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys something.
Final thoughts on this for me.
Wait, what did you
and to wrap it up, Jello, whenever you want to come defend yourself, pull up at the podcast.
That's facts.
Go ahead.
You're still Jenny from the pod.
Hey, but if J-Lo pull up, I'll be like this.
Yeah, look at that fat ass.
Yeah.
That's crazy, J-Lo.
If J-Lo pull up,
I would. How much at the bodega? That's crazy.
I would only
order?
Yeah, exactly.
No way. If you know, you know, I bet. Huh?
Hey, but she's right here. That's the
I would only ask. Yeah. I would only ask her questions about portraying Selena.
I don't even want to talk to J-Lo. I just want to talk to J-Lo's ass.
Wait, she's the one who. She's the one who plays Selena?
Selena.
Bro, she could be a bitch. I don't give a fuck, bro. That movie's a banger.
She's acting.
Look, I feel like celebrities can be wherever the fuck they want, bro. I'm going to say it.
That's facts. Yeah, you're not Kelly, right?
Yeah, Leo DiCaprio. Okay,
no, you're right, Gazelle.
Know what you said, Gazelle?
Get straight.
Yeah, you're right, bro. Leo DiCaprio could date women that are fucking 25 years
younger.
Hey. He could, though.
He's him,
he
bro.
Could. He's he cute. Could. Wait, is he still cute?
No.
Okay, drop it in the comments below. Is Leo DiCaprio still cute?
And also, he has banger ass movies, bro.
No, but he doesn't need to be anymore.
Wait.
He finally got his Oscar.
Once you're rich.
That's what I was about to ask.
He finally got his Oscar.
Put in the comments.
Oscar award winning.
Is he still cute?
No, he's not. He's fucking.
No, we'll let the comments decide that.
Well, I'm going to comment.
For sure, the Oscars were just trolling at some point, right? Like,
yeah, they're like.
At some point, they're like, let's not give him an
award. That fool's a great actor, bro. Let's keep it a stack.
That's what I'm saying. They're for sure trolling at some point where it's like he was making banger after banger after banger.
Yeah, but guess what happened? Motherfuckers like me who don't care for that. I was like, is Leo going to win one now, finally? Yeah. I was tuning in to check.
That's what I'm saying.
And he was on his Messi the World Cup type vibes, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy that you're talking about that, actually, because that goes into like the next topic I was thinking about.
All right, final thoughts on Leo.
Is that it came across my timeline, and I just like, I don't really know too much about this
timeline, right.
But I feel like you guys do, so, and I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I'll suck it.
I wanted to know.
30K. Okay.
Well, that answers my question. Imagine. No, I wanted to know what you guys think about Edson Álvarez.
Bro.
Thinking that
don't even get me started, bro.
People saying that.
Hey, one more shot for Beto. We'll let him rock for like an hour.
I can't even. Actually, I'm gonna try to explain it, and you guys tell me if I'm right.
Okay, go ahead.
But basically, with there was an interview that came out about him.
A little potty waddy.
And it was a pod. Yeah, I think you're right. It was a pod, and it was basically talking. He was talking about basically his gripe with the. What was it? The U.S. With the Mexican national team, right?
With Tata Martino, yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking about I wasn't getting any game time, and basically he didn't like how things were.
No, he was getting game time.
Okay, see, so I don't speak Beaner. But basically that people came to the conclusion basically that he sold against the Argentina national team that they played. I want to know if you could explain it better.
So basically,
you didn't have to say better though.
I'll give way better details so he can understand profoundly.
Wait, you saw the pod?
No, I saw clips.
There's a new generation.
Bro, I watched the pod.
You think Dreams watched that fucking pod?
I watched
the
pod.
All right, so basically,
it just came across my time. No, I thought it was interesting.
Basically, what happened was that they interviewed Edson Álvarez. And if you don't know who Edson Álvarez is, he's the best player in Mexico right now.
Good job, really? Good job. Explain it to the audience who doesn't know.
Edson Álvarez is the best Mexican player right now, like straight up, he's the best Mexican player.
Are you joking or no?
No, not joking.
He's probably the best center midfield for sure.
100. Okay. No, but also, I think he's the best player, bro.
Speaking of how Mexico's playing right now, let's keep it a stack.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a high bar.
He's playing at a.
There's not a high bar, but he's playing great.
He's starting at a Premier League.
He's playing in the best league in the world. For a mid-table team, for a team that's like in the middle.
It's the best league in the world. He's playing for a mid-table and he's starting. And he's
like Crystal Palace.
And that honestly, he's one of their best players.
Okay. 100%.
They love him there.
Fans. Yeah. Okay. So they interviewed him about the World Cup.
And we're going to talk more about it on the wind down. So make sure you guys go.
That would be awesome.
That'd be fire.
That'd be fire, bro.
Yeah, so basically they interviewed him. They just asked him a couple questions about the World Cup. And he was just saying, like, yeah, like, I just don't understand. You know, me and Tata Martino, the coach from Mexico at the time during the World Cup, we were super close. We would always talk about soccer. He would literally call me and we would have hours, conversations for hours on the phone just talking about soccer. Mm-hmm. And he would ask me, what do I think? And I would ask him, what does he think? And we just have conversations. Like,
you haven't seen this, Gazelle?
No, I haven't seen it.
He's like, for hours. And even like when I'd go practice with him, he's just like, we just chop it up for hours. Just always talking about soccer. Always, always, always.
He kind of insinuated, because he said in the interview, he insinuated, like, I didn't have a for sure spot because I can never say that. But
yeah,
I had a for sure
spot. By the way, who was playing DM at the time?
No one. We didn't play with a DM.
We played a
five. We were playing like 5-3-1.
Huh? You played 5-3-1. Yeah. For what?
With like three box to box ass motherfuckers, huh? It was like Herrera, yeah. Guardado, and who?
It's fucking
and Chavez.
The same midfield has Chavez, been for Chavez. Fucking 20 years.
Oh, let's be real though. Chavez.
Yeah, but
kids got talent. Kids got talent.
Yeah, but you got Guardado and Herrera. Get the motherfuckers.
But
yeah, motherfuckers.
But we need some defensive shit. And on it, like we said, Edson Álvarez is the
regardless.
Whatever, right? So he's like, so I was starting every single game. I was playing every single game leading up to the World Cup, at the World Cup, and then it came up against Argentina. That game we watched together, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Oh, I was there, I think.
Yeah. Mm. Even Johnny was there.
Yeah.
He was like this.
He was asleep, but
yeah.
He was there.
Yeah.
Definitely there.
And he's like, and out of nowhere, he just benches me. And he's like, and I didn't play a single minute.
Mm-hmm. He didn't talk to him either. He didn't tell him shit. Like, oh, you don't sit this one out, bro. I'm going to do this.
So basically, like, you know, he's just kind of like saying, like, I don't know what happened there. Like, basically insinuating, like, you know, like, there's something going on right there.
That motherfucker would have defended Messi.
Wait, but like on some beef? Like beef?
No. Just telling you, like, I didn't, because the guy asked the question so he can lean into that more. He's like, and what did you play the game? He's like, I didn't play it at all. And the guy told him, like, he's like, I'm not going to say anything, but like, I didn't play the game at all. But I leading up to it, I was playing every game. And then the guy's like, well, I'm not going to say it. You don't have to say it.
And not only that,
but also, I mean, I haven't watched the interview, but I know that going into that game, Tata's plan was to be more defensive against Argentina.
And let's what is real. Okay, and what is Edson Álvarez?
CDM. You're CDM.
That's true. But like, he doesn't have the seniority that the other fools have, you know. Oh, over Chavez for sure.
Okay, well, before we get lost into that, I want to just say this real quick: is that while I was watching it, there was obviously a stitch to it, and they're like, what they were pointing out later was while they were talking, he was nervous about how, like, basically how he'd be perceived. Like, he was just like very uncomfortable he was talking.
I saw that too. So
I thought you guys were going more towards like the conspiracy of like Messi winning the World Cup.
No, it was just more that the coach himself. But he's right. So someone did stitch that video and was like, look, he's so uncomfortable talking about this, but he's still talking about it. And it's like his body language, he's like, should I talk about this? He was kind of scared to talk about it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, and then not only that, but later on, Chucky Lozano, which is our, I would say, the most talented player we have.
Right now, yeah.
Not producing Mexico. Shit with it, but yes. He is our most talented.
Yes, that's like
that's the reality.
We should start a soccer podcast, by the way. But
I'm down.
On the wind down.
Yeah, on the wind down.
Patreon.com/wind down.
We can call it Kicks and Giggles.
But he
chooses on it for no reason.
Yeah. Just saying bullshit. That'd be
funny, right? Yeah. Yeah, but Zlatan wouldn't have done that.
What Clint Dempsey's the best fucking player of our generation, if we're being honest.
If Juice was on our soccer podcast, he's just saying bullshit. That should be funny.
Yeah. Walmart is the best fucking midfielder I've ever seen.
The best thing to happen to football.
Oh shit, sorry, Beto. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, so then later on, I don't know if this was a podcast. It was a podcast, actually. They also sat down Chucky Lozano on a podcast, bro. And same shit, bro. Just started opening up about Tata Martino.
So they were just complaining about Tata.
Yeah. That's crazy. I ate more both those foods. They never replied back to us. But go ahead.
Complaining or conspiring
about He was just saying same shit as Edson Álvarez. He was just saying, like, I don't know. I just find it weird how this and this and this. Like, he's not saying, like, anything concrete. He's just saying, like, I just find it weird how this happened.
Also, shout out Concrete. He's going to be on our wind down episode next
and then,
week.
But then also, like, a lot of it has to do with, like, where Tata Martino ended up. And we're messing it up.
Uh huh.
They're both in Inter Miami. He's coaching him.
So you think
That's what's the conspiracy. That's what gets insinuated, though.
Yeah. So what do you think? Sell the game. Sell the game against Argentina.
Let us get out of the group stage.
Why though?
Do you not do the World? Do you know who won the World Cup? Do you remember who won the World Cup?
No. Yeah. Well, Messi could have. Well,
not Messi, I like but this. I like this a lot.
Argentina could have won the World Cup.
Man, fuck the big three. It's just big me.
At that point, that game, they needed to win it.
Yeah. Exactly.
But why not win the first fucking game that they lost?
That was a big surprise.
That's what I'm saying though. Like, if this whole thing is a whole conspiracy of like Argentina ultimately winning it.
No, that's not the conspiracy. The conspiracy is that Mexico sold.
Yeah, because he's Argentinian.
Yeah.
For the Tuesday and Thursday story, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but that's where we go, and I put a prompt up on the story on Instagram, and we have you guys communicate about, you know, stuff you want to ask us, or sometimes there's a prompt that we want to ask you. We're going to start with these questions that they've asked us, actually, and this one comes from a person I can't name, and they ask, how can I clap my girl's cheeks with a house full of family members?
Damn.
Six members.
What the fuck?
I'm not going to cuss. That's a hard question. Now we're back to normal.
Damn, that one
hits a soft spot right here.
You know what? I think we're going to answer that.
On the wind down.
Let's go, boys. Patreon.com/wind down.
You already came up with the fucking website name.
We've all been in that situation where you need a pipe and she need to pipe the fuck down.
Facts.
Spitting? No. Now you guys just got to keep it quiet. You know, I recommend stay away from the ones that
squirt.
Can give you like. Like doggy style was too much motion, right? There's too much torque and motion, right? There's a risk of clap, and if she got a fat ass, it'll be like, you know what I'm saying? And it's harder to resist the urge from doing the clap.
Even if she got a particle board ass, bro, you're still gonna make sound.
I recommend the chill positions, maybe a little sideways lazy. What do you call that?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Sideways lazy.
Explains it.
Where it's like you can't get enough torque because like.
You're laying down,
right? So you can't really pump too crazy.
Don't matter, I'm doing all the work.
And you get less tired.
Yeah. Now, here's a question right here. Do you have a lock on your room? Because some people just be rocking with no locks, which is fucking nuts.
Delinquent, bro.
I can't even close our door all the way.
It makes it more kinky, though.
That's true. That is true. It makes it a little risky.
Honestly, you got to clap loud as fuck. You got to let everybody know you're clapping. Because who's going to walk in on someone that knows that someone's clapping, bro?
And let's be honest, who isn't clapping cheeks, bro?
That's true. That's a good point, man.
Your parents clap cheeks. That's how you're here.
What the fuck, dude? I don't want to hear about that, bro.
But it happened.
And you're here now.
Then 6 months later, baby gazelle pops out. That's a wild-ass noise.
That's right, how I came out.
Sheep.
I came out like that.
I don't know. The way I see it, I've always been like, you're going to hear this shit. I don't give a fuck. Because...
No.
Yeah,
Everyone does it anyways, bro. Who cares, bro? Just fucking get your nut.
And then you look at her parents and you're like, I disrespect your daughter in there.
Jesus, dream.
You're fucking stupid. Everyone knows, bro. Everyone knows you guys are fucking anyways.
That's true.
I'm holding hands in there.
Well, okay, yeah. I think the best way to approach
we're holding hands and kissing.
I think it depends, actually.
No, the best age.
If you're visiting your girlfriend and you're clapping cheeks, that's disrespectful. Like, if you're making their family here, you know, that's disrespectful.
That's mad disrespectful.
You don't want to hear. But you don't want your girl to hear that you're clapping cheeks.
But if you live there already, it's like, you know, they're like, they know. They're like, oh, they're eventually going to do
it.
Yeah,
but you should still have the respect and be like, not make it a fucking Dolby Atmos fucking experience.
Dolby?
That's
funny.
I appreciate you.
I got you.
IMAX and shit.
No, you went there.
Or THX.
Audio. There you go, THX. So I recommend this. Wait till they go to Costco and just fucking clap away.
Oh, if they go to Costco, then we're going half the day.
Yeah, bro, that line.
Fucking. And then they get some pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Another fucking 4 hours.
What are you not going to get the fucking, what do they call it?
The chicken bake?
The chicken bake, yeah.
Come on, bro.
Boom.
I got a chicken bake while I was waiting for our pizza to come. You motherfucker. And I bought some dish soap.
Shout out, George.
Yeah, so either wait till they leave or do the positions that are like, they make less noise. That's just my
fucking. What if they never leave?
What are they fucking.
But six members, there's probably people like rotating in and out. So. If maybe not, there's only two people in the house, but they're there all at all times. There's always two people in
just,
the house.
Then clap cheeks in the car, bro.
Just turn on the TV and fuck on the floor if you have carpet.
Lalo, fucking. Or if you don't have a carpet, lay down a fucking blanket, a towel.
It's always a picnic at our house.
Just be like, we're gonna go get a burger, bro. And just fucking clap her burger, bro. Oh.
Explaining it like a burger. Clapping her buns, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. All right. This next question comes from Steffi underscore 96.
Hi, Steffi.
She asks, do y'all ever plan on leaving the IE?
Never.
This is my hometown, bro. Why do you want me to leave, bro? Like, I know everything around here. I know everybody around here. Why do you want me to leave, dude? Like,
if I do, I'm going to move to, like, Wyoming or something.
If my girl breaks up with me, then I still got these hoes right here that I've been knowing my whole life. Fuck,
she's
know?
Right there. She's right there with the rim dip, bro.
She just flipped me off.
She's not even paying attention.
I'm kidding.
She's on TikTok watching the fucking Adams Family.
She checked out.
So no, you don't plan on leaving IE at all?
Really. I'll probably go to Texas.
I might have to.
You guys know how I feel about Texas.
I'll move to Menifee with the homie Carlos.
Menifee's wild.
I'm going to Menifee.
By the Salton Sea?
500K houses, bro.
You're rich.
it's just hard. Like if we're talking for reals, it's just hard. Like, I would want to move to like somewhere else and have my own house, but then you leave family, you leave the pod.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
That's where I'm like,
you leave your block, and then you walk by and like, I used to live here.
I used to.
And like, no, I'm keeping fuck.
It stacked.
I used to order a fucking Swiss sandwich,
a chopped cheese
bodega?
At the bodega, a chopped with cheese the orange soda. If you know,
that's a good callback.
I like that. More on the
no. Way the only way I would move anywhere would be for business purposes only, and it'd be with the boys. That's it.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's why it gets hard, because it's like, imagine having this pod, and then your girl's like, I just got a good ass job in fucking this state.
In Menifee.
Have fun.
And like, straight up, you're like, fuck, like, not do I give up my hopes and dreams of like the pod and shit, or you know what I'm saying? Like the homie.
What did G-Eazy say in that one song?
What did he say?
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I put on for my city. No,
that's not even him.
When they see me out in traffic, they say G-Eazy or some other shit.
No. G-Eazy. I said G-Eazy.
Oh, G-Eazy?
Yeah.
What do you say, Lalo?
Bitch, if I said I fuck your bitch, I mean it.
He did say that, but I'm referring to bitch, you got me fucked up.
Oh, I didn't hear
bitch,
that
bitch, you got me fucked up.
I actually didn't hear that song.
That's a banger.
Bitch, you got me fucked up.
Bitch. Oh, it's more hype.
Wait, so straight up, if all your guys' girls got like a good ass paying job
and only
in a different state, and you guys were gonna be good, a house, like her job was paying her good enough to like her like take care of the house or whatever, you know, like
all
the
expenses. I'm leaving.
Are you guys going with her?
I'm leaving. I'm changing my number.
Or what's going on?
Jeez.
I might change my identification.
Hey, you're getting taken care of. Huh?
I'm a house daddy.
I'm gonna be like this with the dishes.
I'll fucking rub her feet when she gets home.
That like even hypothetically, it's just not realistic for me because
women don't even get jobs like that.
And we're back. No, my lady wouldn't want to move away far from her parents, so that's just not happening.
They're gonna die soon anyway.
I hope not.
We're all gonna die.
That's true, but not hopefully not soon.
Well,
what about you guys though? Are you guys moving, or are you guys like,
I told you I'm gone, bro. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
No.
Just for here, for the. I already have. We already have this.
Yeah, no.
We have the pod and everything.
Would you leave the city?
I wouldn't leave.
Not even the city.
I wouldn't.
Not the city of.
If we're doing it as a group for business, yeah.
No, I'll.
What's the ideal city for you? Ontario?
No, I would.
Montana?
Why was that funny?
I'm serious.
It's a different city.
I'm serious about Menifee. Menifee's cool.
I'm serious about Victorville.
Bro. Is there an airport?
You know they call it Victimville? Shout out Victimville.
Yeah.
Out of Hesperia.
Hey, have a good drive up there for 2 hours. Dumbass.
Fuck you, bitch. How about that?
Bro, why can't they just build more freeways up there? I don't get it.
They're gonna build a fucking bullet train. You hear?
Because they gotta fucking knock down the hill. Does that make sense?
They could build more freeways. There's other ways from other directions.
Up more hills. What do you mean?
Yeah, but build it.
Hey, they never thought of that.
Changes anything?
You fucking.
There's only
two. He's dumbass.
Wait, there's only so many hills.
Hey, bro, they're fucking stupid. I didn't think of that.
I don't know. Dreams, they need to fix it, bro. Dreams.
Okay, look.
Or put more fucking lanes on the freeway.
That's they're working on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Fast pass, watch.
The fast pass starts from here now. You guys know that?
Look, I'm gonna explain to you.
The tenants right here.
To you simple, to you simple-minded people.
That's some bullshit, huh?
The high desert is here. There's a big ass hill right here, and then you guys are here.
Whack.
The road is like this, right?
Yes. No. So
other roads would be like this,
yeah,
which already exists, and there's other roads that would be like this,
uh-huh,
which is double the time. Dreams, where in that situation are they building another road?
On top of it. put like layers.
What the fuck is this ass?
Like a parking garage. You get what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but it's stupid.
There's literally no.
So? When has that ever stopped me?
That's facts.
You know where there's more dreams? On the wind
down. On the wind down. Make sure you guys wind down. All right, this next question comes from Entre Tus Manos X.
Entre Tus Manos.
He asks, or she asks, how do you deal with adult bullies?
Oh, you're getting bullied in your adult life?
Grow the fuck up.
You little bitch. I'm gonna bully her. I'm gonna bully her ass.
Just grow the fuck up.
Stand your ground. How do you
stand your fucking ground?
I don't know,
ground.
Bro, because I just got bullied the other day, so I don't fucking know.
How do you? This guy.
Three dogs.
Have you had it?
Crazy.
They were like three.
Chill.
You've had an adult bully though. Like you don't ever think like, oh, your supervisor was ever just like a fucking adult bully.
I think it's just tough because it's like, as an adult, you just care less.
Wait, but like, the only way bullies exist in adult life is like what you're saying.
You're it's a fucking like, big ass
through power.
Yeah, through power.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what's crazy that they're
pussy is power.
Like those people have power in that situation, and it's like, bro, they're just a fucking normal ass human being away from that situation.
Yeah, you could kill them, right?
They're only making a few more thousand than you, bro.
Yeah. That's a lot, actually. A few more thousand?
No, fuck.
But
that.
Let me catch that fool on the fucking on my block, bro.
Nah, yeah,
on
you did do shit to
that's
the
fact.
Guy,
where you buy a chopped cheese and an orange soda?
Yeah,
you know.
Calm down, Jenny, from the block.
You ever had to deal with an adult bully?
If you pull up to the bodega, fool.
But maybe it's not even like an maybe it's the coworker that's just fucking annoying, and maybe they're not a bully in per se.
My adult bully's just my mom,
bro. Just fucking tell people they're bullies. That fucking,
you're a bully.
No, well, not in that fucking.
Lalo be just like, just don't be poor.
No, in that tone, don't say it. But it's like, bro, you fucking bully or what?
You ever had to deal with an adult bully?
Do you know how fucking bad that makes you feel? Especially if they were bullies or if they were bullied back in the day. Everybody has a fraction of getting bullied some type of way, and they're like, they don't like it. Just be like, hey, are you a fucking bully or what, bro? Like,
no, you're right.
I don't fuck with bullies.
A lot of times, some bullies will become bullies because they got bullied.
Yeah.
So when you tell them shit like that, they'll be like, oh,
that, bro. Yeah. Like, talk to me like in a minute. Like, bro, are you fucking bully? Are you trying to bully me, bro, or what? Yeah. And it's like, it's in a funny demeanor, but it's just like, oh shit, is that what I'm doing? Yes, and not just to me, to everybody else. I'm doing that shit.
You're a bitch.
And yeah, just like, bro, like that's that. I'm not gonna be bullied by you. I'm an adult. I'm not gonna be bullied by you.
Yeah.
If you're a problem, you can step the fuck outside and beat the fuck up. You
think chill.
What's the first time you ever dealt with an adult bully?
My first fucking job. I'm sure you're the same way.
Yeah, it was.
Because they think.
But was it that, were they a manager for real? Yeah. Or was it like they were just like trying to be
a manager? No, they made a quarter more than me. They thought they could talk to me a certain way because they worked there for 5 years and it's like they ain't got no fucking job.
Make this apple pie.
No, they don't have no fucking ambition with their life and they think that this is going to ride their wave all the way up the coattails. It's like, bro, you know, like you can go to a warehouse down the block and make more than what you're making here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're not shit to nobody. But because you're here and you've been here for, you feel like you own this place.
Years.
And it's like, now a younger fool comes in. It's like, hey, nobody else is going to stay late. You got to stay late. And because you don't know better and you're younger,
what I got to do.
You
work
stay
up
and
the
you
ranks.
Do it because that's what you think. Like, oh, I got to keep this job.
I got to work up the ranks.
As a man, like, you're like, oh, I got to keep this job. I can't get fired from here. At least majority of guys would think like that. Like, I got to thug it out. And then like later on, you start to talk to people like, hey, don't let them bitch you around and make you do things that you're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And you start to get the game and you're like, oh, you got to speak up for yourself in this fucking life. Mm-hmm. Or you're just going to be bullied the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's why you speak the fuck up. And I just coming from a nice person, because I was actually very, very nice growing up. Like, and I was very like, I'm down. I'll do it. Whatever I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But then I got into that fucking mindset and like, they're like, nah, if you're just going to be a yes man to people, they're going to treat you like yes man.
Motherfucker, I got a fucking LLC, dog. You can't talk to me.
Yeah, you're right. I like 2 years ago, me and Gazelle would play FIFA together and I was venting to him about the same shit where it's like, this guy got promoted to a seasonal lead, bro. He wasn't even like a lead. He was like a seasonal lead. You know what I'm saying? This guy was making a dollar more than me
for like
for
what,
that season.
Flu season?
You know, for it's like it was during like Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, it gets busier during those times, during the holidays.
Yeah, peak times.
This was like a fucking cholo, like that fool had a bald head, tattoos on his head.
Yeah.
And
he was cute.
Yeah. And that fool thought like you like that fool was just like pushing me around and shit, bro. Like
where my chopped cheese?
Yeah. Yeah, that fool was just pushing me around and shit. Like, you know, we would have like 15-minute breaks or 10-minute breaks or some shit like that. And they would call those shits hella late, bro. Like let's say our break was at 8, they'd call that shit like at 8:05 or some shit like that. And since it was 10 minutes, they'd want us back at 8:10, right? But so they call that shit late and they'd call that shit at 8:10. And we're like, bro, we've been on break for 5 minutes. So we're like, chill. You know, we'd be like, well, they call that shit late, so we're gonna go wait a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Take our 15 minutes.
And then that fool would come up to me, bro. Straight up me. Like, not the fucking everybody in the break room. Mm-hmm. That fool would come up to me like, hey, break's over. What are you doing? Still sitting down. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, yo, what the heck? Like, everybody's still fucking chilling. One, and two, you called break late as fuck, you know? And three, you're a fucking seasonal lead, bro.
Yeah,
you know?
Shut your bitch ass up.
Exactly, yeah.
But
not for this season. Next season, shut the fuck up.
And you just always fucking like...
Pick on you?
Pick on me, bro. And pick on me and pick on me.
Because you were probably the youngest, too, of the group?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I was the youngest. But we're all around the same age. So I don't know if it was like...
Yeah, okay.
That big of a deal that
he's
I was the youngest.
He's like a step to you. That's all it is.
Yeah, and...
Yeah.
And just always, bro. And then this one time, like me and my girl were sitting together, we were working together at the time, and I don't even remember what he told me, bro, but like some fucked up shit. And I was like, what the fuck?
Just
and,
make like, this I, fucking I, chicken.
And he just fucking yelled at me, bro. He yelled at me and I was like, what the fuck? And I told my girl, like, keep walking. Like, I'm gonna talk to this fool. And I told him like, hey, what the fuck? Like, you have a problem with me or what? Like, what's up? Like, you're always picking on me. Like, and one, you talk to me like that in front of my girl, bro. Like, relax. You know,
fuck you up.
Like, chill out. This one was like probably like 40, 50, maybe. Yeah.
And it's a good thing you told her to walk away, because then he would have been like, you're just doing this because your girl's right here.
And so he was like, and that fool didn't like, I ain't no snitch, bro. I handle that shit man to man, you know?
Yeah.
I was like I don't appreciate you talking to me like that. Like, that's fucked up. Like, one, you're putting me, like, you have so many other people to tell, and you're always coming to me, and then you did that shit in front of my girl. And then that fool was like, nah, like, it's not personal, like, whatever, like, I gotta tell everybody this shit, you know? And I was like, yeah, but you didn't tell everybody this shit, whatever, right? Bro, next day, they call me into the fucking office, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we heard you're being, you're not listening to the leads out there. We heard you're being...
The seasonal guy?
Yeah. Disrespectful to the leads, and I was like, what the fuck?
He's a picker as soon as the season ends.
Merry Christmas.
I got so fucking pissed. I was like, he was in the wrong. I told him, like, straight up. And that fool went to go snitch on me.
Yeah,
I got pussy. So pissed, bro.
My dad has a cool ass story about that when I was younger. This is back in like 2002 when there's no fucking camera phones and like there's barely cameras at the workplace.
Back
in the good days.
Back when you could hit a bitch. Huh?
I think my dad told me something like he had a supervisor that's always like saying some shit to him, like same thing that you're explaining. But he would say like, I think he would say like racial slurs on my dad. Like, thinking it was cool with him.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, wetback, get back to work. Hey, Francisco, you wetback, get back to work, this
oh,
and that.
Shit.
You know, he get back to fucking
one of those white people. You know where you, it starts off as a joke, but it's like, oh, no, now you really.
And now people are around you are hearing him and talk to you this way. My dad's like, I let that shit slide for like 2 days. It's like the third day, we all go out to lunch and shit, and then we come back walking into the warehouse, you know? He's like, and I just waited for him around the corner. Of like, and I knew he'd drag his feet, he'd be the last food. Obviously, he told me all this in Spanish. And like he waited for him, he knew there was no cameras there. Like where they come back into the warehouse, and then he waited for him. And then like he the guy walked by himself. He had no friends, obviously. The way he was talking to my dad, and he waited for him. And then just like he saw him. He just walked up to him. He walked out like he was gonna walk past him. He just grabbed him by like the chest. He put him up against the wall.
No way.
He's like, it's the last time you fucking talk to me like that. You don't fuck. You're like, I speak perfectly well, good English. You're fucking nobody. Mm-hmm. You're just supervisor. If you feel how I will fuck you up. Like, do not talk to me in that fucking manner. You talk to me with respect because I talk to you with respect. Never had a problem with that guy ever again.
Imagine that guy would have been like, no hablo tortilla. Yeah,
exactly. Imagine just continue to just lean in. And the guy never had a problem with him. But that's, he's like, and like, when he told me that,
is it was a long time ago. Oh, it wasn't this job?
It was like his old warehouse.
Yeah.
And he's like, then you know, you gotta...
Yeah, man, cameras ruin sometimes in a way.
You gotta stand your ground sometimes with people.
Nah, but that fucking guy, bro, like, that happened like for like 3 months straight, bro. And so they were told, like, okay, we're going to have seasonal leads. Some of you are going to be able to stay on as leads. Some of you aren't. That fool did not get hired as a lead, bro. That fool after came and apologized to me. After, once he found out he wasn't hired as a lead, hey, man, like, we cool or not? Like, just want, like, you know, I was just doing my job. And I was like, whatever, bro. Like, we're, me and you, I told him, I was like, me and you are not cool. Like, I don't appreciate the way you treated me when you had power.
When
and,
you thought you had power, yeah.
And after
it's
that.
It's okay to make mistakes, though. Some fools make mistakes like that.
Fuck that, bro. Bro, nah, I don't give a fuck if I'm a lead or not. I'm still, like, I.
It's about respect, bro. It's about respect.
You just treat people fine, bro. Good.
I know, but I know that not everybody handles it that way, is what I'm saying. It basically, like, you forgive someone for not being able to handle it. Even though you would never do it, like, I could still forgive someone for, like, not being able to handle themselves properly. I don't know, personally.
Fuck all that. I'll say it again. I'd leave that shit for the fucking birds, bro.
Yeah, fact.
Nah, learn how to fucking talk to people and be good to people and good things will happen to you.
That fool had power and thought he was going to stay in power, bro. Straight up. That's it. That's all it was. He thought he was going to be able to
keep doing that shit. And then when he fucking realized that he wasn't, it was like, oh, shit.
I'm
like,
level. You're not the only person he did that to. You are not the only person. It may have felt like that to you, but I'm sure he did that to minimally to somebody else. And he had to do the same thing he did to you, to that guy. Apologize.
Or someone
I'm
not elite. Him.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, bro, that's not how that works.
In the end, like, you see how, like, the universe works out, like, where it works itself out the way it's supposed to, because in the end, he didn't get the fucking job and he came to apologize to you. It's like, yeah, because you weren't fit for the fucking job, bro.
Because he was a peer above me for 3 months, and then all of a sudden, he's literally right back to where I am. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
which, if he was smart enough, he would have known that.
Is he a trucker too?
You know? No, this was my old job. We were working at Nike.
You're probably ahead too now.
I don't know. I guess the way you have to, I guess what everyone's here is saying is basically you have to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, well, like, Lalo said it best. Like, if you don't fucking speak the fuck up, then you're just not going to get, like, that's one thing, like, I admire about this fool is that he always speaks his mind. But, like, keeps it, like, at a fucking certain, like, tonality, you know? Whereas, like, maybe you or I will maybe fucking raise it or we'll lower it. But this fool, like, he'll keep it here. And I feel like that's probably the best way to approach situations, because people can't be like, oh, well, you fucking raised your voice at me or whatever the fuck. Like, or you were, you know? No, this fool is level-headed. He's always...
It makes it hard to lose a argument.
Yeah, sure. You will not fucking lose one.
What are you going to say? Even he raised his voice. He didn't do it.
Yeah, he didn't. But and he, like, he speaks his mind, but he keeps it here, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to approach situations like that, where it's like, if you feel like you're getting bullied, keep it fucking here, level-headed, but still speak your mind, where just tell him what the fuck you feel. Or her.
You know what I heard is a good trick? I heard is a good trick if someone's bullying you or something like, or they're saying something, or they're being rude to you, right? That, and I've used it a couple times, it does work, is you stop and you look at them for a second and you just go, are you okay? And they literally just, like,
they just crack you.
You think I'm a bitch?
They turn you over and they're just like, no, but it does work though. I've used it a couple times. I've just been like, are you okay? And they just literally just kind of go like, whatever.
You ever
seen? Sometimes they'll apologize. Sometimes they don't. But you're just like, you're the problem.
I said it once before, and I'll say it again. What always works, at least for, I do it on my girl a lot, because I talk to her. I just beat the
she
shit.
Bullies you?
No. Yeah. I just be like,
just dick slapper.
She'll talk to me a certain way, and I just be like, I'm having a bad day.
Hey, that's the thing about Lalo. You always keep it level.
I do it to my girl.
Same tone, tonality.
And I've done it to other people, bro. It just gets the point across.
I'm a little bitch.
No, and my girl. Imagine my supervisor's like yelling at me, and I go,
Don't do it in the workplace.
Lalo's advice, everybody.
I'm having a bad day, so everybody has to have a bad day.
I'm a seasonal lead.
Yeah, like, just, bro, it's just like it brings, like, the whole, it's just like, this is how you sound to me right now, bro.
Yeah,
this is the energy you're putting out.
Yeah, Eduardo, can I see you in my office? Your
Eduardo,
performance,
what the fuck is that?
Your performance just hasn't been up to par. I think we're gonna have to I think I'm having a bad day.
No, what are they pulling? Look, yes, CEO Lalo, this is over.
That's how I talk to you. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. You're bringing the situation from a fucking, like, look, this is how serious you think it is, but in reality, this is how you're sounding right now. This is how you're coming across.
Wait, my girl tripped out over a fucking coffee.
Go off, leave it on, you gotta take out the $6 shit.
No, leave it on, it's cool.
Look, cause you're starting to argument right now.
I don't give a
I'm curious. How does she react after you fucking do that?
She just knows that I got it. I'm being stupid right now. As she should.
I'm in dream seat. That scene's crazy.
It possesses you. Look, even I'm just like,
no, but like,
wait.
She does.
I get what you're saying. Like, you sometimes, because even I've overreacted in situations where it's like, why are you being so upset right now? You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, we all go through those moments. And sometimes you just need somebody to be like, look, hey, you're being a fucking, you're being a little drama queen right now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you need daddy to put you in your place.
That's
what?
Right, Lalo.
What?
Hey, sue me. You know where else? Sue me. See more of Lalo.
Sue me. No. Don't sue me.
You can see more of Lalo on the fucking wind down. Patreon.com/wind down.
Yeah.
I'll be winding it up at the wind down.
Honestly, you got to just stand up for yourself because it's your life. It's your life at the end of the day.
Especially if they don't have like a power over you, like they're not your boss or anything like that. Like, bro, they're just
especially if they're your coworker, bro. Yeah, your and you just say you do the same thing, bro.
Yeah, like
shut the fuck
like,
up.
If they got no like power in that position over you, because at the end of the day, we're all fucking human beings, bro. We're all fucking equal. Facts. We're all the fucking
Johnny
same,
said
bro.
It best. Johnny said it best.
I'm a fucking human being, dog.
Johnny said it best.
So don't like it's understandable if they're like a higher power to you. But if they're not, fuck them, bro. Like,
yeah, exactly. When the alien invasion, to your point, when the alien invasion comes through, the aliens are going to be like, are you a supervisor? Where are the regular employees? Because I'm after them.
Yeah.
Hey, the we're all like, human beings.
The zombie's like, where are the regular employees?
Where is the 1950 making motherfuckers?
Or it's an I don't know. It's your life. It's your life, basically, and you're gonna be the one who has to live and your make your bed. All right, let's wrap it up. you're the one who's gonna have to like lay in bed and think about those moments, and you're just be like, I should have said this.
Yeah, that's the worst. Living with yourself.
Yeah.
Living with yourself after the matter and not saying what you wanted to say.
No regrets.
That's like the worst. Where you're just like, fuck, why the fuck did I say that shit?
Or you can go fucking drive to Winko, bro. They have 60 eggs for like $12.
What the fuck? You're gonna go egg their house?
Go grab some eggs. Go pull up some, get some homies, and you fucking
started there.
You egg those fucking that house. You egg their house or fucking car, bro.
What the fuck?
And guess what? You feel good. They feel like shit the next morning when they wake up.
You fed the pigeon.
And you know where else you can see more of Beto?
On the wind down.
Wind it up.
Wind it up.
All right, y'all. Is that a good point to end it?
To go to the wind down?
Yeah. Should we go to the wind down now? Speaking of the wind down?
The
wind down?
What is that?
Where is that?
It's on patreon.com/whatever the fuck.
And is it after?
Dark?
And is
I don't
it,
know.
And is it like last week where the wind down was low-key better than the actual podcast?
It wasn't that where the soft launch we did?
Yeah.
So there might be a link in the description below.
I don't know, but shout out my girl for her $6 OnlyFans.
That's right.
Love you, baby. Beautiful. Shout out my friends. Shout out everybody who's been shining us out. Shout out all the guests that we've had on recently. If you guys have been watching us, we've been fucking going off. Lalo's been killing it, booking all the guests. Gazelle's been killing it with the insight. Beto's been killing it with his job. Bree's been killing it, bro. Just fucking
shit.
Bree, you're fucking give it up for Bree in the back. She's the one on the ones and twos right now. She actually edited this podcast.
She went crazy.
Powered by Gemini. And thank you guys for everybody who's been listening. And I'm going to pass my shout outs on to Beto.
That's right, Beto.
I want to shout out my girl who's in the back right now.
That's right. We have not acknowledged her.
I want to shout out everybody who supports, everybody who comments on all our fucking podcasts, bro. Like, we notice the same people that comment on every single podcast. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to the people that are going to go to the wind down after this, bro.
Wind it up.
And just shout out to our YouTube channel. I think we're going to be back pretty soon. So hopefully.
Oh, nice. We've been here, but okay, go off.
Hopefully we can post pretty soon. And we're going to be dropping 2 times a fucking week.
We will not be posting 2 times a week.
So go subscribe to Brianna and Beto.
Yes,
on YouTube. Oh, that's the YouTube channel I'm talking about, Beth.
Also, go follow me on Instagram. I haven't accepted anybody. I'm private right now because of the whole lawsuit thingy. But I will accept you guys as soon as I can.
Sure.
So go follow me on Instagram at Lord. Oh shit, that's my oldest.
That's Beto19V.
Beto19V.
Hey, Gazelle, pop it.
My Lord, Beto.
Pop like 60 of them up.
And go follow Bree at Bree.77.
Damn.
Pop it super small right here. That's it.
And with that, I'll give my shout outs to also shout out all the fucking truckers right now.
Nope, you passed.
Fuck. Sorry, truckers. Fuck. Next week. And I gotta wrap it up.
Who are you passing it to, Beto?
To Gazelle.
And you'll be able to hear his shout outs on the wind down.
Let's go.
To Gazelle, the one that
puts it on your belly. All right, y'all. I want to give a quick shout out to the people who be, like Beto said.
Arbitro.
No, bitch, I just started.
Oh, sorry.
And the old motherfucker comes in for you. I want to give a quick shout out to. All right. For the top of your head right now, who be in the comments killing it?
My girl.
I know.
Muchacho.
Muchacho, Naomi's Dreams. Who else? Who else you guys got?
Fuck, there's that one guy. He comments like three times in one episode.
Oh, yeah, he does, yeah.
But I love that for his comments.
That's a homie.
But he's cool as fuck. I want to give a quick shout out to the he always showing out.
Shout out to Angel Lopez, who had the highest like comment on the last podcast.
Angel Lopez. Yeah.
He said, these episodes be going so fast, I need a 7-hour episode.
Stop it, Angel. You wouldn't listen, dude.
Well, that's going to be happening on the wind down. So make sure you guys go and purchase that.
Wind it up.
For just $70 per episode, you can have the entire PLP library in the palm of your hand.
I know Muchacho be in there. I know Naomi's Dreams be in there. I know Haru Haru Kai be in there sometimes.
Oh, Clarissa.
Crazy.
Clarissa be in that too.
Cortinas?
There's the curtains, yeah.
Not the curtain.
Yeah. So shout out to all y'all who be. We be noticing you guys every week.
And I be replying.
I'll be in there all this fucking time. Shout out to the guests we had on. Shout out to the fucking Bueno pod we recorded with them. That shit was banger.
Yeah.
Shout out to
George Orozco.
Oh, George Orozco. And shout out to Sleepy Brown. That was crazy. Did you guys like that one?
That was a dream come true.
It was amazing.
He may be sleepy, but that was a dream come
true. That's true.
We had Sleepy and Dreams on the same pod.
That was crazy.
To make that joke, nobody slapped.
But hey, we got some bangers coming up for you guys in the future. Lalo's been cooking it up in the lab. And shout out my lady. We're actually gonna go celebrate her birthday tonight. Happy birthday to her.
That's her birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday.
And shout out to my cousin Beto. I know we said it last week on that.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, my boy.
March 25th is his birthday.
You guys probably put happy birthday in the comments on that last episode we brought it up, but drop it in this fucking episode too. Happy birthday, Beto. Happy birthday,
Raven.
Happy birthday. There you go. But yeah, shout out to everybody who be supporting us. Shout out to my lady and shout out to Beto.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to them. And shout out to the night we're going to have tonight, man. We're going to have a good ass night.
And make sure you guys drop down Esel Alvarez, whatever his fuck's name, down in the comments below to enter the giveaway for our fuck a fan fucking giveaway that's happening this week.
And with that being said, I'm a hot potato to Lalo. All
right. I'm a hot potato at Bree.
That's a hard ass potato.
You want to shout anybody out, Bree? She said no.
She said thank you.
Beto's right here. That's crazy. Nope. Your time's up. You pass it up.
I shout her out every episode. She can't shout me out once.
She couldn't do one thing.
That's wild, bro.
One thing.
What are you doing on the ones and twos?
For real. We should be on the three and fours. Anyways. Shout out to everybody who's watching. Shout out to the landscapers, the truckers that nobody can shout out today. That's crazy. Shout out to the warehouse workers. Shout out to everybody who like cleans like toilets or some shit.
The janitors. Custodians.
Crazy. No, I would just say janitors.
The detailers.
The sanitation engineers.
Oh, we are followed by a lot of detailers that be listening to us while they detail cars and shit.
My car, peasant.
Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody who listens. Shout out to everybody that's here. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my girl. And with that, we out. Peace.
And with that, wind down.
Wind down.